yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lall.
Well, good morning and welcome, everybody. It's State Championship Sunday here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We're coming to you live again from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, New York, as the Oxford girls are in the New York State Class D Girls Basketball Championship game, taking on Hammond from up north in Section 10. Basically, go to Watertown, keep going north, hit the Canadian border, and you'll run into Hammond. So that is the team that the Blackhawks are playing today. I'm joined again by my longtime friend here and GMU Athletic Director and longtime coach, Greg Bonskowski. Coach, Championship Sunday. I know you've been here before for these big games, but always fun when you get another opportunity.
Yeah, and, you know, the one thing that these two teams need to recognize is we started the season back in November, and here we are mid-March, and there's only two Class D schools in the entire state of New York, and they're both playing today, and they both have a chance to walk out of here today as New York State champions.
Very cool opportunity to say, no matter if you win or lose today, you played on the very last game, very last day of the season. So it's an honor to be here as both these teams very, very good. It's going to be a fun and interesting matchup today. Of course, it's our Butler Auto tip-off show here today. We're going on a little early because we have some special content for today's state championship game. And Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Throughout today's game, we'll be recognizing our special sponsors here for this. And I just want to let everybody know, I think it's fair for me to say, because I actually was talking with some Oxford fans yesterday, and they had no idea about this. When we get to the state level, WCDO or any radio station broadcasting has to pay New York State a fee to do each game. It's not, you know, just for all the games. It's for each game. So we've had years where we've had two, three, four teams playing, and, you know, that can get very costly very fast. But we feel at WCDO it's a big community service. We know there are a lot of people that can't travel, can't get up here to these games, so they want to listen. We also know that the online streaming, all of that is not free. So we rely on some of our special sponsors to help us to get here today to bring you these games from up here, whether it be the boys in Glens Falls or the girls here in Troy. So if you can support these local businesses, it would really be appreciated, and we'll be recognizing them throughout today's game. But just off the top here, a few that we want to mention are Stonehouse Automotive in Oxford, and again, all our Oxford sponsors, very, very thankful to them. Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Faber's Home and Kitchens in Oxford, Behe Funeral Home in Oxford, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge. Great support from New York State Assemblyman Joe Angelino. I know Joe was listening yesterday, gave us a nice shout-out on Twitter, so big thank you to Joe. Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, Canal Street Hardware of Oxford, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and in Oxford, as well as Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, and again, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. And that's just some of our special sponsors that we'll be recognizing throughout the game. I had a chance yesterday to go over to the Oxford Hotel and talk with head coach Chris Palmer. It was a fun buzz over there yesterday. And, you know, the cat's out of the bag now, coach. He mentions it during the interview, but Madeline Barrows had her Michael Jordan flu game yesterday. Almost a triple-double, finished with a double-double, pretty much was surviving on Pedialyte yesterday, but she found a way to get it done. It was impressive.
Yeah, certainly I don't think she was 100%, but definitely a competitor and an athlete. And when you get to this stage, you've, you know, worked your entire season, mostly your whole life, to get to this stage. For her to come out and perform the way she did when she was not at 100% was certainly admirable. And we hope that she's feeling better today and ready to go again here this afternoon.
Both teams are waiting until the designated time where they can come out onto the floor and warm up. And so we're waiting for that. And in the meantime, we're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, you'll get to hear that interview when I had a chance to sit down with Oxford girls head coach Chris Palmer. He was very gracious with his time yesterday. So you'll hear that interview, and then we'll bring it back here to Troy. So again, it's the state championship this morning. Oxford girls taking on Hammond from up north in Section 10. And we'll be back here on WCDO.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. An exciting day today as the Oxford girls advance to the New York State Class D Girls Basketball Championship game. They'll be playing on Sunday morning, 10 a.m. against Hammond from Section 10 up north. And I'm joined now by Oxford head coach Chris Palmer. Coach, an exciting day. And before we jump into all the particulars, what do you think this meant to the team, the community? I looked over at your sideline, and the fans are just, the black and red were just coming out today. I think the whole town was here. So what do you think this meant to the community to get to tomorrow's championship game?
Our community's been extremely supportive and proud of these girls. So I know it means a lot to a lot of people. A lot of people who've stuck with us through some thinner times are showing up and having a great time now. I don't know if I could put it into words what it means, but I know the support we've gotten, the text messages, the emails, you name it, former players, former coaches, they've all been there along with family, friends, every step of the way. So it's been great.
What was the difference for you guys today? You got a little bit of a lead early, but Bishop Gibbons kept kind of chipping away at it. And then down the stretch, you guys were able to put it away. And it wasn't just Madeline Barrows today. It was everybody, people coming off the bench, your other starters. What was the difference today?
Well, we slowly figured something out defensively. I was very concerned after the first quarter. We gave up, I believe, 16 points. You know, that's way more than we typically will give up. We had scored 22, which is also more than we typically score. But what we have, these girls have a pretty high basketball IQ, certainly the highest basketball IQ team-wide that I've coached in my time. And, you know, together we tend to figure it out. You know, we had practiced all week. Most of it was we're planning on playing man, and we switched to 2-3 in the second quarter. And we identified their scorers, identified their shooters, and really just did a good job moving around, communicating, and you know, getting somebody on a body defensively. So I felt we were able to slow them down. I mean, we still gave up 50 points. It's a lot for us, but at this level, you know, you're facing some good teams, so that's going to happen. So
you never know in these big games how your team will react in the early part of the game, but your girls came out and hit some shots early. You know, Madeline hit those two threes right away, and we were saying on the radio, boy, it kind of felt like it helped you guys settle in. Did it feel that way down on the floor?
It did. You know, as you know, Madeline was not feeling well all night. So this was, you know, we weren't sure what we were going to get, how much we could get out of her. The message before the game was, listen, the 13 of you are good enough. You know, Madeline is great, and she makes our lives a little bit easier, but the 13 of them are good enough. And to see, you know, Ella Kelsey come out and score, Kyla Kelsey hit a three early in the game. Jossie Finch has been extremely hot lately. I hope she's got one more game in her like that. But they could not just key on one player. You know, towards the end, Naomi Smith is getting some inside moves, and you know, girls off the bench are contributing as well. You know, you, at this level, as you know, you can't be a one-player team. It will not work. It's too easy to shut down against teams of this caliber. So it's been awesome, and Madeline means the world to us. You know, we're not here without her. But she's also not here without these girls stepping up and doing what they're doing. It's been awesome to see. So,
yeah, we didn't let the cat out of the bag on the radio that Madeline wasn't feeling real hot. But the performance that she put up when being a little under the weather, certainly incredible. A double-double today, almost a triple-double, just kind of shows the moxie that she has. But also, again, the whole team rallying behind her, kind of patting her on the back saying, we got you. That mentality has been so key for you guys, you know, all year, and it was again today.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that, you know, you're not violating HIPAA and everything, so that's nice. But, no, she you know, honestly, maybe it calmed her a bit. You know, that adrenaline might have kept her right at the perfect spot performance-wise. You know, we hoped for a Jordan-esque performance when she was sick, and, you know, thankfully she came through today. But we did have people take a burden off, take a load off. I mean, I think I took her out for about 5 minutes, which in a big game is about 5 minutes more than I take her out usually. So
Coach, I know this is new territory for you, but can you run us through what the plan might be? You know, we are recording this interview on Saturday afternoon. The game is Sunday morning. It's a quick turnaround against a new opponent. What do you do with the team? What do you do for yourself to try to prepare for the championship game?
Well, you know, we're gonna go out as a group tonight and get a little dinner. Where the coaches are already watching a little film. We've been watching Hammond for a little while, and we know they're good. You know, the number three for them is an inside outside player, good ball handler. Actually, reminds me a lot of Madeline the way she plays the game. Number 11 is very athletic, inside outside, probably right around 6 foot. That's an extremely difficult matchup in that she can go in and out, not a one-dimensional player at all. 25 for them really worries me because we can identify one or two, but you start getting into that third, fourth, and fifth, and boy, it gets tough. You know, the one thing that we've done is we've played up against Class C teams, and we've picked up a game against Class B Shenango Forks, and so we've seen athletes, we've seen good players, and hopefully we could draw upon that, and we'll try and figure out a plan to slow them down because they're deserving of their number one rank in the state. They're an impressive group, that the team from Hammond is.
Coach, my last question here, and before I say this, we'll have to have you on the podcast maybe sometime next week. We can get into this more in depth, but you know, coming into this experience as a coach, was there anyone you leaned on personally for advice over the last week to say, I'm going to the Final Four, you know, what can you tell me for maybe some other coaches that have been here before?
Well, first, I've always followed the podcast, and I think I might be number 263 now. You've found several people, and deservedly so. But I always said I'm going to give you a hard time for that. You know, there's a lot of this. There's several people. All right, we go back 2007. I went with the baseball team, and we learned a lot that way. You know, Tim Davis, our athletic director, has been outstanding this week. I got to give him a ton of credit for the behind-the-scenes work he's done, you know, if we've needed anything. I've got, as you see at our game, several assistants. You know, anything comes up, we're bouncing ideas off from each other nonstop. They're watching film, they're in practice, and you know, looking at tendencies. And you know, people throughout Section 4, very, very supportive. I mean, you know, we'll get a message from people nonstop. I mean, the last several weeks since the Cherry Valley game. I couldn't even tell you how supportive the Section 4 coaches and administrators are. You know, Kurt Ernsbeck's the basketball coordinator for C&D. You know, he's meeting me by the floor, you know, just making sure these little things are being done, you know, to make the coaching job easier. So there's a lot of people. I am sure I missed several, and there's probably somebody that I really should miss or should not miss, and I apologize for that. But, that's it.
Well, Coach, we'll get into more of that on episode 263 on the podcast next week. But just wanted to say good luck tomorrow. We'll be there on the radio so everyone can listen in. But, Coach, again, good luck, and we're all rooting for you.
Thank you, and nobody does it better in Central New York, and we truly appreciate your coverage. So thank you.
Well, thanks, Coach. And, again, if anyone wants to listen, 100.9 FM. If you're in the Oxford-Norwich area, we do have 92.3. It's our new frequency out of Norwich if you want to listen there. Or WCDOsports.com. So, again, that's Chris Palmer, head coach for the Oxford girls basketball team. State championship on Sunday. Stay tuned on WCDO Sports.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back inside the arena here at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. Nate Lull and Greg Boskowski with you today here on WCDO. Big thank you to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well. Our web stream's brought to you by SFCU. Hannah Boskowski, our WCDO intern, is here doing stats again here today for our final game of the season as the Oxford girls play for the New York State Class D state championship game against Hammond from Section 10. A very good team coach, and I would say that talking to the Oxford staff and everything, they really have a lot of respect for this Hammond team and everything they bring to the table. Long, lengthy, they like to get out and run. It's going to be a tough matchup today.
Yeah, and if you get this far, you would expect that the opponent that you're going to play is going to be quality. They have size. They have some good guards. They can shoot the ball from the perimeter. I was very impressed with them yesterday in their game against Panama. So it'll be a difficult test, but that's what you'd expect when you get this far into the season.
The Hammond Red Devils come in with a record of 20-1. They're the number one team in the state rankings this week in Class D. Their one loss of the season was to Governor, who is a B school. They lost by 2 points. They've rolled through the state tournament much like Oxford has. Oxford has had some lopsided wins over Smithtown Christian and then again yesterday against Notre Dame Bishop Gibbons. But Hammond has won 63-33 in their regional over Poland from Section 3, and then yesterday 78-56 over Panama from Section 6. And Panama is always a very good program. You see them here in the Final Four quite often, much like a South Courtright girls type of program. So you know that this Hammond team is the real deal. And for anyone listening at home, a lot of times we get to this point in the year and, oh, why do our small schools have to play a private school or this or that? Well, folks, none of that here with Hammond. They are a real deal small town school, much smaller than Oxford. They do combine with next door neighbor Morristown. They have two girls on the team from Morristown, but this is a size school that's a Franklin, a Tri-Valley size type school. So they're the real deal here for Class D.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, you know, when you're going to broadcast a game, you look into the schools that are playing. I mean, certainly we all know about Oxford and the size and where they're located. So I know yesterday I looked up, you know, where exactly is Hammond and, like, where is it located in the state? And in that research, you know, they're a little K-12 building. They have a little bit over 200 students. So definitely a typical Class D school in upstate New York.
And we've run into that a lot over the last couple of years with a lot of our teams going to the state tournament, maybe playing a team that is somewhat of a Catholic school, something along those lines. And I know people always get fired up about that conversation. And so I wanted to make sure I brought that up today, that Hammond is the real deal small school. I'm sure a lot of people on the Hammond side are thinking, Oxford Academy, what's
yeah.
that all about, right? Maybe they're the private school.
Yeah.
We just know that that's their longtime name. And Oxford's a small town just like the rest of it. But so cool for Oxford to be here. I mean, everything just has to fall just right. They're just under the line to be a D instead of a C this year. The C bracket was absolutely loaded, just like the D bracket was. But you have to have all those bounces, and everything kind of has to go your way to have a chance to be in this game today.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that up. Yesterday, before we went on the air, I had the opportunity to see my old college coach, Tom Moriarty, who's now an assistant at SUNY Oneonta for the women. And I had the privilege of helping the Oneonta girls high school team to back-to-back state championships a few years back. And that's something that we talked about in the crowd. Like, you have to have, not only do you have to be a good team, but you have to have everything go your way. You can't have, you know, a sickness. I mean, yesterday, if the situation was a little different, maybe you have a couple players that are sick and they can't play at all. That certainly changes the outlook of the game. What if you have your best player go up and come down on somebody's sneaker and they sprain an ankle? Or so not only do you have to be a quality team, but you also have to have some good luck or get the right breaks along the way to get this far into the season.
Before we take a break here, I had some news this morning that I know a lot of people have been asking me about, so I'll throw it out here on the air. I'll probably share it on Twitter as well. But Cherry Valley Springfield star Jolene Lusk has announced that she will go to St. John Fisher next year. So Joe has made her decision. She put it on Twitter just a couple of minutes ago. So I know a lot of people followed Joe this year, so congratulations to her. Hoping to have her on the podcast soon for an interview. So, all right, we're going to take a break here for the national anthem, the starting lineups. And when we come back, it's the state championship, the Oxford girls taking on Hammond here on WCDO.
Experience financial freedom. Consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment with SFCU.
We have consolidation loan rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Now is the best time to consolidate your personal loans from other financial institutions and higher rate credit cards into one low monthly payment.
With fewer bills to pay, juggling debt becomes easier and saves you money.
So become financially free with a consolidation loan from SFCU. Rates as low as 8.74% APR.
Apply online at sfcuonline.org or visit one of our 10 convenient locations.
Federally insured by NCUA. Approval based on creditworthiness. SFCU. Banking easier.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Beware the Ides of March.
But you don't have to worry at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge. They're celebrating all March long. Reuben's will be on the menu for the entire month, and every Saturday night will feature a pasta special. Every bun on the menu can be replaced with a fresh bagel from Everything Bagelry. Jerry's Inn is open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Sunday and is a great place for family dining. Come enjoy Jerry's iconic hometown atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. Jerry's Inn is celebrating St. Patrick's Day, March 17th and 18th, with a corned beef dinner special both days. And remember, Reubens are served all March long.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. They haven't played the anthem yet. We just wanted to make sure that we continue to set the scene here for you. As both teams are getting their starting lineups announced right now. We had a cool moment, Coach, just a minute ago. Why don't you take us through what happened with the two student sections here for the championship game?
Well, basically, all of a sudden, the Oxford fans started cheering. And they stood up, and they're applauding over towards the corner. And then you had the Hammond fans do the same thing. And I was like, what the heck's going on? They're just warming up. And then you looked over, and you saw the Hammond student section with their school flag. And you saw the Oxford student section with their school flag and the Oxford mascot. There were so many kids and students in there. I don't know if I saw the Hammond mascot, but they were over in a group of bleachers. I think the Hammond mascot was there, and they were standing close together with their flags up, took a nice picture. Great moment for sportsmanship here at the state finals.
Certainly was. All right, we're going to pause for the anthem. State championship, and we come back. Oxford and Hammond on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And with the arrival of spring, Barnard's has what you need for your lawn and garden, including vegetable and flower seeds, plant markers and starter kits, garden tools, rakes, hoses, grass seed, potting soil, weed blocker, and much more. The paint room is stocked with quality Valspar paints and exterior cabinet stains. Barnard's sells nails and screws by the pound, and they feature locally made Windy Acres maple syrup, maple mustard, and maple barbecue sauce, too. This spring, visit Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
And fishermen, Barnard's has fishing poles, line, lures, hooks, sinkers, tackle boxes, and more.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Time for the starting lineups here in the state championship game, Oxford and Hammond. Coach B is going to have our starters today for Oxford.
So number one, senior Naomi Smith. Number two, senior Kyla Kelsey. Number three, senior Madeline Barrows. Number 10, senior Ella Kelsey. And number 30, sophomore Kagan Manwer.
On the other side for Hammond, again from Section 10, they are the Red Devils. They come in with our starters here today. I had them circled somewhere, Coach. There they are. Ava Howie, number 3, the sophomore. A junior, number 11, Landry Kenyon. And those are the two you really want to watch today, Howie and Kenyon. Senior, number 12, Zoe Cunningham. Senior, number 25, Sadie Spayberry. And a senior, number 31, Haley Manning, for head coach Alyssa Crosby. So we are set to go here between Hammond and Oxford. Oxford's in the white uniforms today with the red and black trim. Pretty much flip it for Hammond. They're in the black uniforms with the red and the white trim. Hammond will win the opening tip. They go right to left, and we are underway in the state championship game. Pass down low, and a shot from the right low block is off the mark here for Landry Kenyon. She had a good look, but it was short. Oxford down the floor for the first time today, going left to right. Barrows will find Ella Kelsey on the left side. A traveling violation is going to give it back to Hammond.
A little early game jitters there for both teams. I thought Oxford did a really nice job playing defense on the tip. Looks like Hammond was going to get an easy layup. Madeline Barrows cut off the angle, and they pulled it out. So
Hammond will have the ball. Again, going right to left. They're in the black with the red and white trim. Oxford the opposite, the white with the red and black trim. Hammond with the ball to the high post. A jumper in close. No. A rebound for Hammond is up and good for Sadie Sprayberry. And we heard Coach Palmer in his pregame interview talk about how they needed to key on her today down low. So Hammond leads 2-0. 7:10 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here. Ball at midcourt. A trap by Hammond. And Naomi Smith lost it out of bounds. It's going back to the Red Devils. And so at midcourt, Hammond will have the ball again going right to left, and they'll work it into Ava Howie. Howie will have the ball, a very talented sophomore here wearing number 3 for the Hammond Red Devils. She shifts one to the right side, a pass to the interior, and another shot for Sprayberry, no, out of bounds, and looks like it'll stay here. No, going back to Oxford off the hands of Landry Kenyon.
Hammond with a full court press here, little 1-2-2 full, or 1-2-1-1 full court press.
And so a turnover here by Oxford. Hammond gets it back. A jumper from the interior. No. Rebound for Howie. She missed it. Third opportunity. Also rolls off the back of the rim. How about a fourth time? Yes, that's up and good for Haley Manning. Four times, and Hammond flushes one down. They lead 4-0. Back down the floor here for Ella Kelsey. Kelsey with a spin move for Oxford in the paint and scores for the first bucket of the morning there for Ella Kelsey. Very nice play, and now a steal at midcourt by Madeline Barrows. Barrows shifts through the defense to the left side of the floor, up and under, and scores. Madeline Barrows with the Dr. J finger roll makes it 4-4 with 6:10 to go in the first quarter. So an exciting start here in the Class D State Championship game. Both crowds are huge here today. And now a 10-second call. Hammond was right at the half-court line in front of the press table, and they didn't get it over in time. So Oxford now stealing some momentum back, and Ella Kelsey will walk it across the Vikings logo at midfloor, and now a kick as she tried to go to the high post, and getting her foot on it soccer style there was Ava Howie.
It's interesting. It almost looks like Hammond is playing a box and one until Oxford gets it over half court, and then they're switching to their zone defense.
Here is Madeline Barrows to the right side for Ella Kelsey. Kelsey, dribble drive, will go down low for Naomi Smith. Her right-handed layup's no good, out of bounds. It'll stay with Oxford. And I know that reading some material last night that, you know, the Hammond head coach Alyssa Crosby said, we're going to do our best to try to hold down Madeline Barrows. That's the key. Inbounds pass to Barrows. Up and under. Missed it. Gets her own rebound and missed the second chance as well on a left-handed layup. Rebound for Hammond. They're looking to run. It's a track meet. Ahead for Kenyon. Bounce pass. They find a wide open Manning down low. She missed it. Second chance is good, though, for Haley Manning, and she scores. And Hammond leads 6-4 over Oxford. 5:25 to go in the first quarter. Right side of the floor now for Kyla Kelsey. Good step through move, and she's fouled as she took it in for a right-handed layup.
good strong drive to the basket there for Oxford.
And the Oxford side of the bleachers here at Hudson Valley is packed. Again, as we said yesterday, I think the whole town's here supporting the Blackhawks, and the student section has been phenomenal. And the first shot at the line is up and good for Kyla Kelsey. Makes it Hammond 6 and Oxford 5. 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Second shot coming here for Kyla Kelsey, and this one is good. So she goes 2 out of 2, and Oxford continues their good foul shooting from yesterday. 6-6 the score between Oxford and Hammond here in the state championship game. Thanks for joining us on WCDO. Hammond with the ball to the top of the key now for Zoe Cunningham. Cunningham back to the right side. Will work it for Haley Manning. Dribble drive down low. Reverse layup is up and good for Haley Manning, and she has 6 of Hammond's 8 points here in the early going.
Really nice reverse layup there for Hammond.
4:50 to go in this first quarter. Hammond 8, Oxford 6. Chance of defense from the Hammond side of the floor. Here's Ella Kelsey on a step through. Left-handed layup, no. Rebound for Landry Kenyon of Hammond. She'll float one down the floor. Looking ahead for Zoe Cunningham to the interior, and a charge is taken by Tegan Manwaren. Planted her feet and absorbed the contact there for Oxford.
You know, both teams are using a full-court press here. One of the deciding factors might be which team is willing to break the press, and then if they don't have a good look or a good opportunity offensively, to set up and then execute offense. I saw a couple times both teams have kind of forced the action offensively instead of setting up and saying, okay, we broke the press, now let's see what we can get in the half court.
Some special sponsors today include Bassett Healthcare, Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, Morabito Gresham Insurance, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, and Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford. Blackhawks break the press, and then a foul near the top of the key as Oxford is into the offensive side of the floor, and that's a foul on Landry Kenyon. So foul trouble could be a key here today, Coach.
Yeah. In games like this, it's a little thing. So Hammond already with 3 fouls about halfway through the first quarter.
And here's a deep three for Madeline Barrows. Loaded that one up. It wouldn't go. Kyla Kelsey with a rebound. Works one back out. Ella Kelsey jumper from the foul line is good. Ella Kelsey now with 4 points, and we're tied up at 8. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter. Now a steal by Ella in the backcourt. And ahead for Madeline Barrows. Through her hands. Goes diving out of bounds to try to save it. Last touched by Oxford. And Barrows is a little slow to get up here as she tried to dive out of bounds to save that ball. Appears to be okay. And she's walking it off. So everybody taking a big sigh of relief on the Oxford sideline.
I think it would take a lot to get her out of the game here.
She's too tough, that's for sure. She's not coming out unless it was a major injury. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. We're tied 8-8 between Oxford and Hammond. A pass to the interior. Sprayberry from the right low block on a good pass from Howie on the outside. Boy, so Kenyon and Howie haven't even scored yet, and Hammond has those 10 points.
Yeah, and yesterday those two combined for 56 of the team's 78 points. So the reserves or the role players for Hammond are certainly stepping up here early.
Hammond 10, Oxford 8, 3:45 to go first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Kyla Kelsey to Ella Kelsey. Steps in for a 15-footer off the back of the rim. Rebound for Hammond. And a track meet again for the Red Devils. In transition, they find Howie. She missed it. Rebound for Kyla Kelsey. And an outlet pass to Josie Finch, who has been fantastic off the bench. Finch down the floor. Had it poke checked away from behind there by Haley Manning. And out of bounds. So 3:20 to go in the first. Hammond 10, Oxford 8.
See, and a lot of times teams press. A lot of people think you press to get turnovers. You press to speed up the game. So on that last trip by Hammond, I thought, yeah, they had an okay shot, but I think they could have got a better one if they had settled into their offense.
Barrows, right side, a deep three. This one's well short. Boy, she's shooting from well beyond the college line, but Oxford does scoop up a rebound. They go back to Barrows. At the foul line, little spin move and a floater inside. No. Kyla Kelsey, a rebound. That also won't go down. Landry Kenyon with a rebound. Chucks one far down the floor, but Oxford getting back on defense, and Manwaren gets the steal. And now they'll pump the brakes, and Barrows has the ball in her hands. Will walk it across midcourt on the right side as Oxford goes left to right. 2:50 to go in the first. Hammond 10, Oxford 8 in the state championship game. Live from Troy here this morning. They go to Barrows at the high post. Nice spin move up and under. Missed it, and another rebound for Landry Kenyon. She's having trouble holding onto the ball here, and we're going to have a reach-in foul on Oxford.
Both teams are just kind of you say having trouble holding onto the ball. They're just kind of, they're excited. I mean, it's the state championship game. They're kind of going a little quicker, and their bodies are going too quick. They just need to slow down and just relax a little bit.
Some other special sponsors today include Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, as well as UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich and UHS Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton. Red Devils with the ball to the right side of the floor, slowing it down on offense. Now they go to Howie on the left side for Sprayberry to Kenyon on the interior off the glass, and the kiss is good there for Landry Kenyon.
Really nice offense there by Hammond. They executed very well.
Hammond 12, Oxford 8. A pass to midcourt for Jossie Finch down the left side in front of the Hammond bench. Now back to Abby Denz, who's in for the first time today. And here's Barrows straight away with Howie right in her shorts. Barrows to the interior, dishing one for Denz. A long three, too strong. Rebound for Hammond, and the shots have stopped falling now for the Blackhawks. 1:55 to go in the first. Hammond 12, Oxford 8 in the Class D State Championship game. Pass to the interior is a rocket. It goes through the teeth of the defense, and on the back door, a good bounce. Haley Manning finds it and scores. She has 8 points. Timeout for Oxford. 1:45 to go in the first, and it's Hammond 14, Oxford 8 on WCDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Shenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 1:45 to go in the first. Hammond 14, Oxford 8. A timeout there by Coach Palmer. And we'll see what Oxford can do. Big possession here, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly not out of the game. There's a long way to go, but they just need to settle in, relax, see the ball go into the basket.
Traveling violation on Oxford at midcourt as Abby Denz shuffled her feet, and it's going to go back to Hammond here.
And something I noticed here the last couple trips, when Oxford shoots, it's almost like Hammond is sending one of their players from the defensive end. They're looking to run.
Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here this afternoon, or this morning, I should say, for the state championship game. A three for Hammond, no. Kenyon with a rebound, but will have a foul on Oxford as Kenyon was bringing that down.
Foul was on Madeline Barrows for Oxford.
So her first. And the team's second here in the first quarter with 1:27 to go in the first. So Hammond will get it in to the top of the arc. Now they go to the right side here for Howie. Hammond taking their time, coming in with a record of 20-1 here. Now a steal by Denz. Outlet pass to Madeline Barrows with 1:15 to go in the first. Barrows ahead for Ella Kelsey. Stops, pops, the jumper too strong off the back of the rim. Kenyon a rebound for Hammond. Hammond streaks down the right side of the floor, slows it down. A floater pass to Sprayberry on the far side, and she scores on the left wing.
Really nice pass there by Kenyon.
And that's Hammond 16, Oxford 8. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. Ella Kelsey, top of the key, now back to Madeline Barrows on the left side as Oxford goes left to right. Barrows trying to make something happen, cuts through the defense. A floater for Madeline off the glass is good.
That was an important basket there for Oxford.
Hammond 16, Oxford 10, 35 seconds to go, first quarter. State championship game, now a steal by Oxford, set up by Madeline. A long pass ahead, Madeline tracks it down, stops, left-handed layup is good for Madeline Barrows. Huge play there for Oxford. And it's 16-12, the Blackhawks trail, 20 seconds to go in the first. Nice little run here by Oxford. Hammond with the ball. Now to Howie at the top of the key, floats one to the far side for Manning. And back to the top of the key. They're just playing a little give and go. Manning to the inside. Sprayberry jumper. No. Kenyon with a rebound. Puts it up and puts it down. Nice play off the rebound by Landry Kenyon. And that'll do it. First quarter in the books here at the state championship. It's Hammond 18, Oxford 12. And we'll be back in 60 seconds on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Have you looked at your tires lately? Stop by Sydney Tire for a free tire safety check. When it's time for new tires, Sydney Tire has a large inventory to choose from. The knowledgeable staff at Sydney Tire can help you choose the right tire for your vehicle and for your driving needs. And Sydney Tire offers free mounting, balancing, valve stem, and scrap tire disposal with each new car tire purchased. Visit Sydney Tire for your free tire safety check today on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here from Hudson Valley Community College. It's Hammond 18, Oxford 12 in the state championship game. And some other special sponsors today include New York State Assemblyman Joe Angelino, DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Circle of Life, Ambulette of Hobart, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. And some of our South Courtright boys sponsors stayed on to help out for the Final Four here. So a big thank you to them for also supporting the Oxford girls on their run to the state championship game. So Oxford will have the ball to start the second half, going left, or the second quarter, I should say, trailing 18-12. It is the second quarter. Ella Kelsey, left side now. They go to the interior. Here is Naomi Smith on a little baby hook, died off the front of the rim, and a rebound for Landry Kenyon of Hammond. Kenyon down the right side of the floor. Oxford playing defense here, settling in. Barrows against Hammond, or against Landry. Kenyon is a very good matchup. And here is Manning down low, and she's fouled for Hammond with 30 seconds gone in this second quarter. It's Hammond 18, Oxford 12.
And, you know, coaches always talk about in games like this, it's little things that make big things happen. I thought that was really good defense by Smith on Oxford just to stay straight up. And I thought almost everybody boxed out, and then one person just didn't box out, and that's the Hammond girl that got the rebound and drew the trip to the line.
Haley Manning at the line misses the first shot. And I'll continue to watch that matchup between Madeline Barrows of Oxford and Landry Kenyon of Hammond. That's going to be fun. Manning hits the second shot, so Manning has nine here in the first half. And Hammond leads 19-12, 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Oxford breaks the press. They go ahead here for Kyla Kelsey. Back out, Manwaren for a long two. Yes, she hits it. And Manwaren gets her first basket of the morning.
Really good job there by Oxford not to force against the press break and kick it back out for a good shot. A lot of times outside shots are made by inside-out passes.
Hammond 19, Oxford 14. Ball popped out of bounds, but it will stay with the Red Devils. And so Hammond will be doing the inbounding in front of the Oxford bench. They get it into Kenyon in the left corner. Barrows guarding her. Kenyon backs her down and falls away and misses the shot, but is fouled by Barrows, and that's two on Madeline here with 7 minutes to go in the second quarter.
I thought that was really good defense. She cut off the baseline. She had a contest on the shot, and then at the last second, she just tried to block the shot. If she had stayed straight up, I think she'd have been okay.
That's what makes Landry Kenyon so tough. A big basketball family up in Hammond. Misses the first shot, but she's tall. She's lanking. She's probably 5'11", 6 foot tall, but can move really well. It's a tough matchup.
If Coach Kenyon from Worcester was here, he'd be proud.
He would be very proud. I'm sure he might be listening out there as Landry hits the second one. So if JK is listening, I'm sure we'll get a text message from him soon. It's one of our loyal listeners. Hammond 20, Oxford 14 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Ella Kelsey. Outside now for Naomi Smith. Tries to bounce one through for Kyla Kelsey. Fed it through the teeth of the defense. Now they work it around for Madeline. Straight away, three in and out. Rattled out. And a rebound for Hammond. Boy, that looked like it was going to go. Red Devils with the ball. And then a over and back there at midcourt, I believe, is the call.
Oh, I thought it was.
Maybe a carry.
I think it was a carry. But with his signal, it kind of looked like over and back.
And she was right on the line. But I think you're right, Coach. I think it was a carry. Either way, Oxford gets the ball back with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Here's Ella Kelsey with a jumper in the paint. Too strong. A little too spicy on that one. And a rebound for Hammond. With 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Hammond with the ball. Setting it up on offense here. They have a 6-point lead. 20-14 over Oxford in the state championship game. New York State Class D girls. Manning into the corner for a long two. Rattled in and out. Ball loose on the floor. And somehow, Hammond came out of the fray with the basketball. And they'll get another possession. A three in the left corner. Too strong. Another rebound for Manning. And she gets fouled underneath. And Hammond is just controlling the glass right now. And then a foul on Naomi Smith on that third opportunity for Hammond.
an interesting, kind of a same situation as we had yesterday. Oxford has switched to a 2-3 zone, I think in part to protect Madeline in the middle with her two fouls, but let's see how Hammond reacts to the 2-3 zone.
Manning to the line, missed the first one, and Coach, you noticed that Hammond did struggle at the line yesterday in their semifinal win.
Yeah, I think they only shot about 42%, so again, it's a little thing, but it could mean something big here today.
Manning does hit that second shot, rattled it in, and Hammond pushes the lead to 21-14 with 5:50 to go in the second quarter. Barrows playing with two fouls, takes it inside, and a little layup is good from an impossible angle there. She scores, and Madeline Barrows has 8 points.
Yeah, she likes that little underhanded scoop shot. Difficult to defend.
Hammond 21, Oxford 16. 5:35 to go in the second quarter. Hammond with the ball. They go to Kenyon at the high post. They reverse it to the left, and now back to Ava Howley for a three. No, off the front of the rim. Rebound for Manning, and she scores. Manning has 12 points for Hammond, and she's the unsung hero. And Hammond leads 23-16. Manning, not a name we expected to be the high scorer. Here's Ella Kelsey through the defense. Misses a right-handed layup. Rebound for Hammond, and they're looking to run. And here is Ava Howie back down the floor. Howie finds Kenyon, left side, and she traveled with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ball back to Oxford. They trail 23-16 here in the state championship game.
Hey, you mentioned Manning already in double figures, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yesterday in the semifinal, she only had 6 points. So just goes to show you, you never know whose day it's going to be to put points on the board.
She's got 12 points here so far in the first half. Here's Ella Kelsey, splits the defense. And now a pass to Kyla Kelsey in the far corner. She lost control. And a steal here by Hammond. But great defense and hustle by Naomi Smith to get back and rock that ball out of bounds. So 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Hammond 23, Oxford 16. Want to make sure we thank JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge and Faber's Home and Kitchens in Oxford, two of our special sponsors today. Hammond with the basketball. Howie for a deep college range three. Yes, a three for the Red Devils from Ava Howie. Pushes the lead to 26-16. Timeout for Oxford. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. The Blackhawks will look to reload after the timeout, and we'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Hammond 26 and Oxford 16 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. We were just checking in with Hannah B., our WCDO intern, during the break, and Hammond is really controlling the glass right now, Coach.
Yeah, they have four different players with at least 5 rebounds, so those second-chance points are certainly contributing to their 10-point lead here with 4:34 to go in the second quarter.
They're a team that doesn't necessarily have that one super tall girl, but their entire team has some real length and athleticism. And now here's a steal by Hammond, but they knocked it out of bounds, so it will stay with Oxford. With 4:25 to go in the second quarter, Oxford still has it in the backcourt going left to right. Hammond 26, Oxford 16. Blackhawks trailing by 10 here in the state championship game. And they tried to force a pass to Barrows at midcourt on the inbounds, and it was stolen away by Hammond into the right corner. Here's a three, rattles in, yes, hit the top of the rim, and then bounced in for Ava Howie, and now she has 6 points. And Hammond leads 29-16.
That's on back-to-back threes too, correct?
Correct. Oxford trying to answer. Here is Kyla Kelsey to the interior. She is blocked by Sprayberry, and then an outlet pass for Ava Howie. Howie down the right side of the floor will work one ahead for Zoe Cunningham, and Hammond is in control right now with 3:50 to go in the second quarter, leading 29-16 over Oxford. Red Devils to the interior. Kenyon, turnaround shot is too strong. A rebound by Oxford here. By Kyla Kelsey. Outlet pass to Naomi Smith into the safe hands of Madeline Barrows. Home run pass ahead for Jossie Finch through her hands, and Hammond is there to steal it away. Back down the floor here for Ava Howie, setting it up. Well, even when Oxford seems to get a little momentum, Hammond has been right there to take it back. Haley Manning will reverse it to the right side. Now for Howie. She's trying to heat it up to the inside for Kenyon. Her jumper, no. Second chance is good for Kenyon. And she's up to 7 points.
There's another offensive rebound for Hammond.
Hammond 31, Oxford 16, with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Here's Ella Kelsey at midcourt. Lost control of the handle, and Hammond takes it away. Manning's going to try to take it right to the hoop. A breakaway layup is good. She puts it up and in. Haley Manning with 14 points and a timeout for Oxford. Hammond 33, Oxford 16. A little run there by the Red Devils increases their lead with 2:50 to go in the second quarter, and we will be right back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, Oxford girls have some work to do. They trail Hammond 33-16 in the New York State Class D championship game. 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Barrows down low, and she is blocked by Landry Kenyon. And Hammond will steal it away. And it's all going for the Red Devils right now. Here's Ava Howie with a little baby hook in the paint. No. Rebound for Ella Kelsey, but a turnover on the double dribble gives it right back here to Hammond.
This last 2 minutes and 30 seconds is critical here for Oxford. They need to get some momentum going into the locker room at halftime.
Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. That's brought to you by SFCU. Want to thank anybody listening on 92.3. That's our new frequency in Norwich. I'm sure a lot of Oxford fans might be tuning in there. Right side of the floor here for Sprayberry. Her jumper is a little too strong. Rolled off the rim and a rebound for Tegan Manwaren in the land of the trees. She's immediately double-teamed, though. She does get fouled as she did a good job protecting that ball, but a reach-in foul here on Hammond with 2:18 to go second quarter.
And that's only their first foul of the second quarter, so they've done a good job of limiting their fouls here in this quarter.
So Oxford girls here in the state championship game trailing 33-16. Hammond goes to the bench for the first time today to Laurel Vinch. So she will come in. And this is a Hammond team that doesn't go to the bench very often. They rely on their five starters. Madeline Barrows in the backcourt. Will come across midcourt looking for some magic from Madeline here on the right side of the floor. Little killer crossover gets into the paint. Will dish one off to Ella Kelsey on the left side for three, in and out. And a rebound for Manwaren. She's fouled. Boy, Manwaren again, the smallest player on the court, going in with the skyscrapers, ripped that one down.
I was just thinking the same thing. She got back-to-back possessions there on the defensive and offensive end. She got key rebounds for the Blackhawks.
She said, I'll go in there and do it. No one else is. Right side here for Madeline Barrows. On the inbounds, Barrows steps back. Comes off of a screen. Barrows to the interior. She's blocked. And Hammond is really keying on her right now. Landry Kenyon in transition. A nice little Euro step to the hoop. Missed it. Off the back of the rim. Out of bounds going to Oxford. A great play there by Kenyon. She just couldn't finish.
I mean, if Oxford can come down here and score and then get a stop and a score to go to the locker room down 13, that would be a big plus here for the Blackhawks.
1:40 to go in the second quarter. State championship game from Hudson Valley. And now a traveling violation on Oxford at midcourt. A turnover right back to the Red Devils.
That was a tough one. The Hammond defender really didn't give her an opportunity to turn. There wasn't a lot of space there. Surprised at that call.
1:35 to go in the second quarter. Here is Ava Howley at midcourt. To the right side for Manning. To the interior for Sprayberry. Blocked. And that's a nice clean block there by Madeline Barrows out of bounds. So this will be Laurel Vinch doing the inbounding here for Hammond. With a minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Red Devils will look to get it in, and they do to Ava Howley. Howley back to Manning to the high post for Kenyon. Now for Howley. Left side corner for three. Little short and a rebound off the miss here for Oxford. Here comes Kyla Kelsey. Kelsey down the left side. Holding on to it. Back out for Barrows. College range three. Can she hit it? No. Off the front of the rim. Ella Kelsey a rebound. She misses that right-hander as she was going strong to the hoop. And nothing will go in for Oxford right now. 1 minute to go in the second quarter, and it's Hammond 33, Oxford 16. Here's Manning for three. Line drive off the back of the rim, out of bounds, and back to Oxford with 57 seconds to go in the first half.
You know, I can think of about three shots that Oxford has had this half that have just gone like 85% of the way down and rattled out. So they're having a little unfortunate luck here on the offensive end.
Here is Kyla Kelsey, and she tried to feed one to the interior there for Naomi Smith, and Landry Kenyon said no. A steal for Hammond. Kenyon back down the floor, stops, pops, and tries a shot from in close. Missed it, gets her own rebound, but Madeline Barrows wrestled it away from her. 35 seconds to go in the second quarter. Barrows will feed one for Ella Kelsey on the left side. Dishing one down low, taking Man Warren. Back up front for Madeline Barrows. Yes, holy guacamole there for Madeline Barrows with 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Hammond 33 and Oxford 19, just what they needed.
Now we need to stop here.
Hammond looking for more. It's tipped away, but they get it back. Ava Howey into the corner for Vinch. Now for Sprayberry. 5 seconds left. Landry Kenyon steps in for a long two for Hammond. Missed it. Rebound for Barrows, and that'll do it. First half in the books. Hammond 33, Oxford 19. Big three there by Madeline to close the half. Maybe that gives you a little bit of momentum.
Yeah, a little momentum going to the locker room here. You know, 14 points. It's still feasible. You're still in the game here. You got a half to go. You never know what can happen. Those shots that have been going in and out, we can get those. Hey, let's limit their offensive rebounding, Hammond's, and we'll see what happens. 16 minutes to go.
We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a minute. If you missed our pregame interview with Oxford head coach Chris Palmer, you can find that on the WCDO Facebook page. You could find it on my Twitter page or my Instagram page. So if you want some other listening material this afternoon, you can find that at those spots. Again, our halftime score here in the New York State Class D Girls Championship game, Hammond 33, Oxford 19. We'll be back in a few on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Mirabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Mirabito team today by visiting mirabito.com/careers. Mirabito, where people make energy different.
NY, or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Hudson Valley. It's time for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. As our halftime score here in the state championship game, the Oxford girls trail Hammond from up north in Section 10, 33-19. Mirabito has been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Scoring summary in the first half, real quick for Hammond. Great balance for them. Haley Manning with 14, Landry Kenyon with 7, and then Sadie Sprayberry and Ava Howey with 6 points apiece. On the other side for Oxford, Madeline Barrows leads the way with 11 points. Ella Kelsey with 4. Tegan Manwarren with 2. Kyla Kelsey with 2. That 3 by Madeline at the end of the second quarter was certainly huge. And we welcome in WCDO intern Hannah Bonskowski. Hannah, in terms of Oxford, Madeline has 11. We know she almost had a triple-double yesterday, did finish with the double-double. But what she got so far today?
She's got 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and 1 block.
What have you seen so far? I mean, going up against a player like Landry Kenyon, who is long, lengthy, Very tough to go up against. Madeline's still getting her looks, though. Just some of them aren't falling right now.
A lot of Oxford shots aren't falling right now, as you can see by the score. Personally, when I go up a player like Landry Kenyon, when you release the ball, you want to release it sooner so it has a higher arc, which minimizes the chance of getting blocked. Honestly, I would compare her to our friend Jolene,
mm-hmm.
who she's a definite shot blocker. I believe she has, yes, Landry has 2 blocks already. So if you release the ball higher, it just minimizes her shots of blocking your shot.
She's like, for anybody listening at home, Landry Kenyon is like Jolene, but I would say, no offense to Joe, Landry runs the floor better, maybe is more of like a kind of a sprinter type of player. She's not as tall as Joe, but boy, she's certainly as tough as Joe is around the basket. And we said during our pregame show, congrats to Jolene, and she is committed today to St. John Fisher. That was, I think, her top choice, so she's pretty happy about that. For Oxford, who else sticks out on your stat sheet here?
You know, Kyla Kelsey always does a great job of getting rebounds. She has 4 so far. And as always, Tegan Manwaren is just very impressive to me. She's one of those players that just sticks out, not exactly points-wise scoring, but she's so young. She does a great job of getting rebounds with how little she is. She's got 2 rebounds, 1 steal, which was a big steal, and 1 assist. And she normally will rack up a lot of the assists. I honestly want to play with her so I can catch those passes because her passes look pretty, and a good shot comes from a good pass. So definitely get the ball to her to pass to the shooters, and then it'll have more of a chance to go in.
You know, Oxford has the 7 seniors on this team. Obviously, they're losing a lot, but when you look at what's coming back next year, some of the great players like Jossie Finch, Ava Benjamin, Tegan Manwaren, Abby Denz, they're all going to make some big impacts in the future. Manwaren and Denz just sophomores, so the future is still bright here for Oxford. On the other side, for Hammond, they really did own the glass for a lot of that first half. What stands out on that side?
It's crazy. There's a lot of lines, but it's completely balanced. Ava Howie has 5 rebounds. Landry Kenyon has 8. Sadie Spayberry has 6. Haley Manning has 5. And Haley Manning was huge for Hammond. She had a lot of second chance opportunities, and she was like their spark. She didn't come off the bench, but she was the spark that they needed that wasn't from their normal scorers, and she just does a great job of getting into the right spot to get the rebound.
You got to wonder how Madeline Barrows is feeling. Oxford just came out of the locker room. Madeline did not warm up. Mom is following right behind her with the Pedialyte. I had a long chance to chat with them yesterday. I went over to the hotel. Madeline really had the Michael Jordan flu game yesterday, almost a triple-double, 27 points. She put Oxford on her back yesterday. I mean, everybody really stepped up for Oxford yesterday, but Madeline had a fantastic game. But, I mean, she was eating classic saltines, Pedialyte, Gatorade. I mean, she really couldn't keep anything down. And you can tell, I think, she's still a little under the weather here. She's sucking down some Pedialyte as we speak. But, I mean, just the guts to come out here in the state finals, the state semifinals, and play like that is tremendous.
Well, I know I spent a lot of time with Madeline. You know, during the COVID year, we played on the same AAU team. We actually shared a hotel with Margot and Madeline, so my mom and I are really close with them. So Madeline and I have a ritual. I always give her a hug before a game and tell her good luck, so I made sure to do that today because, you know, I'm very superstitious. I know that Madeline will not go quietly. She's definitely taking this opportunity to just refocus her mind. You know, even though she's not feeling great, I have complete faith in her that she'll be able to pull out all the stops and try to put Oxford up on our back again. I know that the rest of the Oxford team won't go quietly either. I can expect them to come out very hard in the second half.
Yeah, Oxford trails 33-19 at the half. Third quarter coming up. Thank you, Hannah B. And we'll be back here on WCDO.
It's that time of year. Spring is coming and time for those household cleanouts and construction projects. Hi, I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney, reminding you that we have all size roll-off containers for those big cleanout jobs. During the month of March, we will donate $50 for all new roll-off placements to the AK25 Fund to benefit the AK McEwen Lomnicki family. Call our office and simply say, play for AK, and we will donate $50 of your roll-off rental to the AK25 Fund. From Norwich to Walton, Cooperstown to Harpersville, and everywhere in between. Count on great rates and great service from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Visit us online at wasterecovery.com or call 563-2616. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're starting the third quarter. Hammond literally inbounded the ball, went down and scored with Sadie Sprayberry. So Hammond now leads 35-19 as we start the third quarter. But Madeline Barrows, Hannah B. just said it, she's not going to go quietly. She answers with a layup at the other end. Madeline now has 13, and it's 35-21 with 7:25 to go in the third. So now Hammond going left to right, and they'll flip it across to the left side there in the black with the red trim. A jumper from the left corner is too strong. Manworn with a rebound. And now she tried an outlet pass that was stolen by Landry Kenyon. And a little finger roll for Landry won't go. Rebound Madeline Barrows. Outlet pass ahead for Ella Kelsey. Oxford's in the white with the red and black trim. Here is Kyla Kelsey. She's fouled by Landry Kenyon as she tries to take it to the interior. And I just want to mention this quick little fact. The Hammond radio broadcaster guys had told us this as well, but our good friend Greg Gavich had just texted me as well. He said that the oldest sister for the Kenyons won on the 2007 state title team. And that was, I know that they won back-to-back, I think, in 07 and 08 for the Hammond girls. And so they're trying to add another one to the title. But the same family still doing it here, Coach. That's a pretty big gap, I would say.
Yeah.
So a big thank you to Coach Gavich for reaching out. Actually, he said they played Hammond. He said, we lost by four, and I'm still a little bitter. That's what he said. Three ball here for Ella Kelsey. That won't go down from the right side, and a rebound underneath here for Zoe Cunningham. Back down the floor now for Landry Kenyon. To the right side, tries to pass to the interior, intercepted here by Madeline Barrows. 6.5 to go in the third. It's Hammond 35, Oxford 21. Ahead for Kyla Kelsey down the right side of the floor. Stops, puts the brakes on, goes to Madeline Barrows. From Smithville, flats, no, just off the front of the rim. Rebound for Hammond. Boy, that one looked like it was going to go.
Yeah, from our angle, it looked like it was in just a little short.
Here is Ava Howie on the left side. Into the paint, her floater hit the rim twice, bounces wide, and Madeline with another rebound. The Pedialyte's doing her well.
Oxford's doing their job on the defensive end. Just got to find a way to get the ball in the basket down here at our end.
6 minutes to go in the third. Hammond 35, Oxford 21. Right side of the floor now for Kyla Kelsey. Bounces out, finds a cutting Ella Kelsey in the paint. She scores. Great pass from the outside to the interior. Ella hammers it in.
Got to keep this momentum going if you're Oxford. Get a stop.
Hammond 35, Oxford 23. 5:40 to go in the third. Chance of defense from the student section. Ava Howie, three ball swish for the Hammond Red Devils. And Ava Howie has 9 points on three threes. Hammond has had the answer all day this morning. Hammond 38, Oxford 23. Pull-up jumper for Ella Kelsey. Yes, from about 6 feet out, she scores. Ella Kelsey now with eight, and it's 38-25. Oxford trying to hang tough here in the third quarter of the state championship game. Sprayberry for a three on the right side. That's in and out. Rebound for Howie. She puts it up and scores. Ava Howie cleaning it up and putting it down, and it's Hammond 40, Oxford 25.
Yeah, they're really doing a good job on the offensive glass, getting second-chance opportunities.
Manworn to the right side of the floor now for Ella Kelsey. Spin move by Ella. Bounce pass for Manworn. Wide open on the baseline. Her jumper is no good. Rebound out of bounds and going back to Hammond. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And a special thank you to our sponsors, including Stonehouse Automotive in Oxford, Chapman's Apple Orchard of Oxford, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Behe Funeral Home in Oxford. 4.5 to go in the third. Hammond 40, Oxford 25. Red Devils with the ball going left to right. They find Kenyon on the left low block, and she's fouled on a reach-in, I believe here by Ella Kelsey. Yes. No, we do have a lot of listeners online at WCDOsports.com today. Great to see when you do a game like this how far the reach goes for one of these teams. Everybody following along. Here is Manning at the top of the key. Finds Howie. Three ball. Yes. Red Devils hit another one with Howie, and she has been unconscious here in the third quarter.
She up to 14 points.
14 now for Ava Howie, and it's Hammond 43, Oxford 25. 4:10 to go in the third. Here is Madeline Barrows. Spin move into a double team. She's looking for an escape, and will float one to Ava Benjamin. Now to Ella Kelsey. Kelsey backs her way down in, finds Kyla Kelsey. Outside, Ava Benjamin, long two, a little short, skim the side of the rim, and a rebound for Haley Manning for Hammond. Back down the floor for Howie. Passes to the interior for Landry Kenyon. The floater for Kenyon is off to the right and off the side of the rim. A rebound for Madeline Barrows. Picked up her dribble in a tough spot. Outlet pass to Kyla Kelsey, and she's fouled as Hammond was desperately trying to steal that basketball.
You know, early, I thought Oxford's defense, they were doing a good job on Howie from the perimeter. That's when they were playing man-to-man. They got into a little foul trouble, and they've had to go to a zone, and that's allowed her to kind of get some open looks at the basket, and she's capitalized. So we'll see what happens here in the last 3:40 of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, see if Oxford can close the gap.
Timeout is taken. Hammond 43, Oxford 25 in the state finals. We'll be back on CDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
3:40 to go in the third, Hammond 43, Oxford 25, and the New York State Class D Girls Basketball Championship game. What a season it's been for the Oxford girls. They're trying to make this comeback here late in the third quarter in the state championship game. They've really challenged themselves with a tough schedule. The MAC was very even, very balanced this year. Oxford fought tooth and nail, and then a great sectional tournament in a packed bracket, and then through the state tournament here today. Oxford throwing it away out of the timeout as Ella Kelsey was looking for Jossie Finch. A little miscommunication there. Ball rolled out of bounds. So it'll go back to Hammond with 3.5 to go in the third. Hammond 43, Oxford 25. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here this morning live from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. Hammond with the basketball. Kenyon will find Howie, who's had a big third quarter here for the Red Devils. And this is Hammond going left to right. They try to float one over to the left wing side. It's intercepted. Jump ball, and it's going to stay with Hammond. And, Coach, it looks like, at least on this possession, Hammond's starting to slow things down a little bit, maybe chew a little clock.
Yeah, I think they're looking at the scoreboard and trying to be smart in terms of offense, looking at the time and the situation. But they can't stop playing yet. That might allow Oxford to get back into the game.
I was going to say, what's your phrase that you always say? Here's Howie for three. Missed it. Barrows with a rebound. Long outlet pass ahead for Ella Kelsey. Great pass. Ella finishes, and she's fouled. Great look there with the quarterback toss from Madeline Barrows. Put her on the football team. She finds Ella Kelsey for the score.
Yeah, that's the saying is time, score, and situation. So Hammond certainly can't take their foot off the gas here. Oxford's not going to go away quietly.
So Ella Kelsey to the line. She's into double figures now with 10 points. And Ella puts this one up and in. She's got 11. The seniors not going quietly for this Oxford team. It's Hammond 43, Oxford 28, 2:55 to go in the third here in the state championship game. Here is Ava Howie directing traffic. She's got 14 for Hammond. Howie to the right side. A little killer crossover to the top of the key. Floats one far side now. They try to go inside for Kenyon. She's stripped but somehow gets it back and then is fouled on the right low block. Not sure how she held on to that ball.
I think she lost possession of it and then regained it maybe more than once on that little sequence.
I think you're right.
Just shows her stick-to-itiveness.
Yes. Sure, that's a word you'll find in the dictionary, right? So Kenyon will step to the line here. Again, a big basketball family up in Hammond. And misses the first shot. One of her older sisters I got a chance to see play at Broome a couple of years ago, right? I think it was just after COVID when we all got back to sports again. And so they play all over New York State. And a shot is up and good here. So 1 out of 2 at the line for Landry Kenyon. She's got 8 points, but she's had a huge impact on the game. 2:35 to go in the third. It's Hammond 44, Oxford 28. And Oxford feeds it into the teeth of the defense here, looking for Naomi Smith. Fighting for it on the floor, lost control of it. Boy, we got a hot potato match here. Hammond came away with it, but they traveled, and so it will go back to Oxford after a bit of a broken play there. 2:25 to go here in the third. Oxford will have the ball with Josie Finch. And she will get it to Madeline Barrows. Little stutter step. Drives to the left side. Steps through. Madeline with the floater. It buckled off the side of the rim and a rebound for Landry Kenyon. Kenyon's looking to run. Like a gazelle down the right side. Steps through. Lost it out of bounds. It's going back to Oxford. With 2:10 to go in the third. Hammond 44, Oxford 28. Just want to recognize again some more of our special sponsors, including Canal Street Hardware of Oxford. Circle of Life Ambulet of Hobart. Lasting Impression Landscape, also of Hobart. Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, as well as SFCU and Rabideau Gresham Insurance. Oxford with the ball at the top of the key now for Naomi Smith. Header pocket picked, and Howie comes away with it. Howie down the right side, taking it all the way, and she scores. And Ava Howie is up to 16 points now for the Hammond Red Devils. And the Hammond fans are on their feet on the far side as it's Hammond 46, Oxford 28 with a buck 45 to go in the third. Good pass here by Kyla Kelsey, finding Naomi Smith for a wide open layup on the left side. Smith's first bucket here of the morning. Timeout's going to be taken by Hammond. Hammond 46, Oxford 30 with 1:37 to go in the third. We'll step away on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Late in the third quarter, 1:38 to go here in the state championship game, and the Oxford girls trail Hammond from Section 10. That's just above Watertown. 46-30 is our score. Hammond will have the ball out of the timeout, and they will walk it down the floor. First trip in any sport to the state championship game here for Oxford Academy. And certainly they have done the community proud here, and they're continuing to fight here with a minute 25 to go in this third quarter. Hammond with the ball. They go to Howie at the top of the key. Little drive here to the right side. Step back for Kenyon. No, she pushed off. Whistled for the foul.
Again, an important closeout to the quarter here. See if Oxford can get a little momentum, get a basket.
1:13 to go in the third. Hammond 46, Oxford 30. Oxford with the ball, trying to make a run. Madeline Barrows with 13 points. Ella Kelsey with 11 to lead the Blackhawks today. Ella Kelsey down the left side of the floor, holding on to it here. Ella with a little drive into the paint. The floater is blocked and taken away by the Hammond Red Devils. Manning tries to dish one off. And does to the right side. They miss a layup, but Landry Kenyon is right there to scoop it up. And on her miss, a rebound here by Laurel Vinch. And she gets whacked on the wrist, so she'll head to the line for Hammond with 50 seconds to go, third quarter. And that's been, I think, a big piece today, Coach, is Hammond has had a lot of opportunities where we've said a second, a third, a fourth chance.
It certainly has been a difference today in the game that they're getting more second-chance opportunities than Oxford is. So that's always a plus. The more chances you have to put the ball in the basket, the more likely it is that you will.
Here's Vinch at the line, hits the first. The lone player to come off the bench today here for the Hammond Red Devils. And Vinch stepping in, puts this one up, and off the back of the rim, no rebound for Madeline Barrows. Barrows down the left side of the floor, across midcourt. Little spin move here for Barrows, and tries to force it up and is fouled in the paint and will head to the line with 42 seconds to go here in the third. Hammond 47, Oxford 30. Being it's the last game of the season, I'll be interested to see where Madeline finishes up points-wise in her career. Hit 1,000 last year in her junior season and has had a heck of a senior season here, so she's going to be pretty high up on the Section 4 list when it's all said and done. Crazy to think that this is her last game. Barrows goes 1 out of 2 at the line, 75% free throw shooter on the season, and she's got 14 points here today. Hammond 47, Oxford 31, with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Hammond with the basketball. Here is Howie at the top of the arc as Hammond goes left to right here in the second half. They'll work it around. Back to Howie. Little crossover to the left side. A floater for Howie is good. Howie, a sophomore with 18 points here in the state championship game. And Hammond leads 49-31. 10 seconds left in the third. Here is Barrows with a floater. Takes it inside. Buckled off the side of the rim. Rebound for Sprayberry. Outlet pass with 6 seconds left. Now to Howie. In transition, steps through, Howie is fouled. No, it's going to be a push-off and a charge here on Howie with 1 second left. Coach, you're shaking your head over there.
I thought she was already past the offensive player. I would have had that be a no-call, or it would have been shooting two in my book, but I don't wear the stripes.
All right, that's going to do it. End of the third quarter, Hammond 49, Oxford 31. Fourth quarter of the state championship game is next on WCDO.
Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart is a proud supporter of high school basketball on WCDO. Mallinckrodt wishes great success to our local teams in the Tri-County area. We also offer numerous full and part-time employment opportunities for Tri-County area residents and beyond. To learn more, visit mallinckrodt.com. Mallinckrodt cheers on our local teams and local athletes in all sports and is happy to sponsor live basketball game coverage on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
So the Oxford girls trail Hammond 49-31 as we hit the fourth quarter in the state championship game. Coach, always a weird time of year. You know this is the last game of the year. Basketball is such a grind, such a long season. But you also feel like you kind of blink, snap your fingers, and here you are, and it's over. It's funny how it works like that.
It is, yeah. It's kind of a strange whole thing. Oxford here, I think they need to chip away at it a little bit at a time, get it to a manageable number with 4 minutes to go in the game.
And they got 8 minutes left to save their season. And they're trying to chip away at it as much as they can. They have been fighting hard here. So it's Hammond 49, Oxford 31. Ella Kelsey to the right side of the floor. Oxford in the white with the red and black trim going right to left. Let's see if they have some magic in the tank. Here is Naomi Smith, right side. Tries to feed one over for Ella Kelsey. Stripped to the basketball. It's on the floor, but great hustle here by Naomi Smith. Diving head first into that pile to tie it up. It's a jump ball, and the arrow will give it back to the Red Devils.
It almost looks like Hammond changed up their defense there. It almost looks like they were playing some sort of junk defense or a box and one, 1-3 chaser on Madeline. Oxford changing it up here, coming with some more full court pressure to see if they can get some turnovers and extra possession.
Barrows almost with a steal right in front of the scorer's table. Got her fingertips on it, knocked it out of bounds. 7:35 to go, fourth quarter. Hammond 49, Oxford 31. Hammond in the backcourt will work it to the right side with Zoe Cunningham as they go left to right. Cunningham now to Howie for inside for Sprayberry. Intercepted here by Ella Kelsey. Kelsey down the right side of the floor. Feeds one back to Madeline Barrows. Comes off of a screen. Barrows with a straightaway three for Oxford. Too strong off the back of the rim. And then a foul on the rebound. Just seeing who this is on. Elizabeth Knapp, I believe. Yes, who's into the game. She got that foul.
Not a bad foul because it allows you to set up your press.
And so Hammond will get it in. They'll work it down the right side of the floor here with Haley Manning. Manning wants to take it to the tin. We'll work one back out for Sprayberry. With 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, Hammond 49, Oxford 31. Manning to the interior for Landry Kenyon. And she's able to corral a pass and then put it up for the layup, but missed it somehow. Hit the rim three times, bounced free. And then Oxford with a turnover on the far side. As that was Elizabeth Knapp, I believe, stepped out of bounds. And we'll give it back here to Hammond. With 6:50 to go here in the fourth quarter. So again, Hammond leading 49-31. Red Devils will get it in. Oxford trying to make a stand on defense. It's been the offense that's been a little quiet here. And back to the top of the key. Hammond working to the interior. Again, they find Landry Kenyon. She missed it this time. And out of bounds, it will stay with the Red Devils. Barrows is working hard on defense down there, making it hard for Kenyon to get a clean look at it. Red Devils on the baseline to the right of the hoop. They find Landry again, and this time she's fouled. Boy, it's been a war on the interior right there.
Yeah, those two have both been playing hard, battling for position. It's been an interesting matchup to watch all day.
Red Devils again, inbounding from the same spot. Kenyon wants it, is trying to post up, but instead they go to the top of the key. Right side for Howie. Pump fakes on a three. We'll pull it back out, reverses to the far side. Hammond content to take their time. Now they go back to Kenyon. Pull-up jumper is too strong. Another rebound for Madeline Barrows, but she immediately lost it to Kenyon. This time, takes it inside and scores, flushing it down. And Hammond leads 51-31. Landry Kenyon now with 10 points. Oxford to midcourt here with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. For Ella Kelsey at the top of the key, taken away by Ava Howie. Howie in transition, trying to force up a shot, missed it. Red Devils keep it alive. Hammond will pull one back out and try to reset the offense here with 5:45 to go. They go to the high post. Sprayberry, pull-up jumper, no. Rebound is loose underneath. And again, Naomi Smith digging into the pile there, ties it up. And this time the arrow will give it back to the Blackhawks. So a nice reward for her.
And Oxford certainly is still competing and playing hard here. They're just not able to chip away like we wanted them to be able to here to stay within touch. But still 5:41 to go. I've seen stranger things happen.
Yeah, you never know. There's been a lot of really good games here at the state tournament with some wacky endings and some heroics, so you never know. Blackhawks with the ball. They go to Naomi Smith in the paint. Working one back out. Barrows straight away. Three. Is this the one? No. Off the back of the rim. It won't flush. And Landry Kenyon hauls down a rebound. Ahead for Howie. Blocked there by Madeline Barrows. LeBron style chasing it back and hitting it out of bounds. Kenyon, though, got the rebound. Pulls it out for three and hits it. And she's running back down the court, firing up the crowd. Kenyon found herself wide open for three and nailed it. 13 for Landry Kenyon. The ball at midcourt now gets tied up. Bailey Cheesebro is in the game. And the possession arrow this time will give it back to Hammond as they lead 54-31 with 5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And some other special sponsors today we'd like to recognize: JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, New York State Assemblyman Joe Angelino, as well as Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. 4:55 to go. State championship game here at Hudson Valley in Troy. Hammond with the ball on the right side. Tied up in the corner, Man Warren is going to get whistled for the foul as she was trying to do everything in her power to steal that basketball. 4:45 to go here in the fourth. And the Oxford girls in the state championship game trail 54-31. Hammond will work it in to Ava Howie, who started the game slow but now has 18 points, and she's been hot from downtown today. Howie to the inside, finding Manning, and her shot hit the rim twice, wouldn't go, and then a rebound underneath by Oxford, but over the back is called here on Landry Kenyon. And so Oxford will get it back with about 4.5 to go, and a timeout's going to be taken here by Hammond. Again, 4.5 to go in the fourth. Hammond 54, Oxford 31, state championship game on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Hammond girls leading Oxford here in the New York State Class D Girls Basketball Championship game, 54-31. I'm Nate Lull alongside Greg Bonskowski and our stat keeper, WCDO intern Hannah Bonskowski. Oxford with the ball. Naomi Smith floats one across for Cheesebro. Back out for Madeline Barrows. Her three is too strong. And a rebound underneath, though, by Naomi Smith. She puts it up and in. Hammond 54, Oxford 33. And the shots that were falling yesterday just have not found the bottom of the hoop today for the Oxford Blackhawks, unfortunately. Hammond will pull it back out here with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. They'll work it around here to Ava Howie. Red Devils, an impressive team, coming in with a record of 20-1. Hammond with the ball to the right side, of steal by Barrows, but somehow tipped right back to Manning. Her shot was short, a line drive, and then a rebound somehow stays in the hands of Hammond. They work it back out, and a long three is up and good for Zoe Cunningham. That's how you know it's your day. That ball pinballed around, went back out to Cunningham, and she hit the three.
Not only that, it hit the back of the rim, went straight up and came straight down.
Here is Jossie Finch for Oxford. Tried to find Bailey Cheesebro, and it was tipped away. And Hammond with a steal with 3:20 to go in the fourth. Hammond 57, Oxford 33. And Hammond with the ball at the top of the key. Cunningham will find the far side of the floor now for Haley Manning as Hammond goes left to right, trying to earn a state championship here today with 3 minutes left. Pass to the inside. Turnaround shot for Sprayberry. A short rebound, Naomi Smith. Smith wants a long home run pass ahead. Oxford desperately trying to get back in this game, but it's taken right back here by Hammond. A steal ahead now. Landry Kenyon will feed one down low for Haley Manning, and she scores. 16 now for Haley Manning, and a timeout's going to be taken with 2:45 to go here in this fourth quarter. Hammond 59 and Oxford 33. We'll keep it right here, so we can recognize again some more of our sponsors that helped us to bring you all our playoff basketball over the last couple of weeks in the state tournament, including the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, Canal Street Hardware of Oxford, Stonehouse Automotive in Oxford, Chapman's Apple Orchard, also of Oxford, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Morabito Gresham Insurance, Faber's Home and Kitchens in Oxford, Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, and UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich. Again, I mentioned it during our pregame show, but when you get to the state tournament, I think it's fair for me to say that we have to pay New York State Public High School Athletic Association to be here to bring these games to you. So it's our sponsors that help us to be here and bring you these broadcasts for free. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter, and out of the timeout, it's Hammond 59 and Oxford 33. An historic run for the Blackhawks, getting to their first state championship game, but will they come up just a little short? Naomi Smith said, I'm still working hard. Down low, up off the glass, and good for Naomi Smith. She has 6 points, and it's 59-35. Ball at midcourt is taken away by Ella Kelsey. Ahead now for Madeline Barrows. Takes it to the rim and scores. And Madeline's up to 16 points now.
A little contact there, too. That could have been and one.
It's 59-37. Barrows with a steal at midcourt. It did roll out of bounds, but it'll stay with the Red Devils. And Coach Palmer is going to the bench. Much like yesterday, everybody was able to play for Oxford, and everybody will play again today. Madeline Barrows, Ella Kelsey, all coming out of the game now. They put the reserves in, and this will be the end of a fantastic career for this senior class, seven seniors. Madeline Barrows getting some nice hugs and handshakes over on the bench by the Oxford staff. A whale of a career over the last 5 years for Madeline Barrows. Hammond with the basketball, leading 59-37. Sprayberry to the interior. She scores. and Sprayberry has 10. And the even scoring continues. Howie with 18, Manning with 16, Kenyon with 13, and Sprayberry with 10. That's the balance that Hammond has had here today. And now the reserves coming in for the Hammond Red Devils as they will win a New York State championship, it looks like. A minute 42 to go here in the fourth. Reserves coming in for both teams. And Hammond ahead 61-37 on the last day of the season here in the state championship from Hudson Valley. Cheesebro will drive to the interior. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Oxford.
I think the Hammond crowd just sang happy birthday to one of their players over there.
Yeah, we did hear during the pregame that I think it was Sprayberry's birthday today. So how about that? A state championship on your birthday. 90 seconds left. And quickly down the floor here for Hammond. A foul as they tried to take it to the interior and the ball was loose with a minute 25 left. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll give out our three awards during our post-game show. We'll wrap up not only this game, but we'll wrap up the 22-23 season. We were able to do 40 games on the radio this season. We usually get somewhere between 35 and 45, so we got 40 games on the air this year. A ton more with our social media and Twitter coverage, so certainly a busy season. Hammond will work it to the inside, and a foul is going to be here on Oxford on Ava Benjamin. And this will send Isabella Woodcock to the line here for Hammond with a buck 24 left. And I got to say, Greg, as we look over at the Oxford crowd, absolutely filled on their side of the gymnasium. Hammond misses the first shot. You got to love. You come here for the double-A game or the A game, nice crowd, but nothing like the D games.
No, the smaller schools tend to travel a little better. It's more of a community thing. Yesterday when we walked in, that was one of the things I noticed was the roar of the crowd on almost every made basket. So great atmosphere for these young ladies to compete and demonstrate their skills in the sport of basketball.
Hammond goes 0 for 2 at the line. Oxford with a rebound. They'll bring it down the floor. As we come up on a minute to go. And a steal now by Hammond. We got a jump ball. It'll stay with Oxford as Cadence Gallo got tied up there. What an experience. You know, in this moment, Oxford will be sad, of course. But not many teams get to play in the state championship. All the memories that they have made for a lifetime here will stay with the coaches, the players, the whole community. Pull-up jumper for Oxford. No good. A rebound on the left low block. We'll come back out for Gallo at the top of the key. 45 seconds left. Throws it out of bounds. It's going back here to Hammond. I was thinking last night, Coach, all my podcasts that I do, I talk to people who played in state championships, and it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I could be doing an interview on this in 20 years talking about this group and what a special run this was for them this year.
Yeah, it's something you always remember and have fond recollections of. Even if you end up on the wrong end of the ball game, it's something that will always stick with you.
Oxford will bring the ball up with 30 seconds left. The Oxford girls were the first team to make it in girls basketball to the state finals, a state finals appearance since 1999 when Bob Conway took Courtney Mattingly and his BG girls to the final. They lost that year as well. But Oxford making some history in Shenango County this year. 10 seconds left. Hammond leading 61-37. Oxford will have the ball underneath the basket here for the final 10 seconds. We'll have final stats for you coming up as well. Oxford will look to get it in, and they do to Taylor Smith, but she, did she travel there?
I think she stepped out of bounds.
Did step out of bounds, so Hammond will have it for the last 8 seconds. Both teams, fan sections on their feet, saluting a fantastic season as the Hammond Red Devils will be your 2023 state champions, defeating Oxford 61-37, and Hammond comes pouring off the bench as they have done it. They have won the New York State Class D Girls Basketball Championship. Some sad tears at the moment for Oxford, but they will look back on this with fond memories. A fantastic run. Incredible just to get out of Section 4 this year with all the talent that was there. And they represented Section 4 very, very well. We'll be back with the postgame show in just a few minutes. Hammond 61, Oxford 37. We'll be back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Just wanted to make one last point clear here as the Oxford girls fall 61-37. We just said a little note there about they were the first, Oxford girls were the first team from Shenango County to make it since 99 when BG was last year. There's been some other really good runs, obviously, with our local teams, all the Harpersville runs that have ended up here in the state championship game. South Courtright girls, obviously, in Section 4, making it to the championship game, winning a state championship. The Mount Upton girls, another Shenango County team, but that was back in the 80s with Bob Conway. Of course, BG in 99. But in terms of Shenango County, it was the first time since 99 that a Shenango County team had made the final. Harpersville and Sydney and some other teams in between there from Section 4, from our small schools that made it, but just wanted to make that point clear. So Hammond wins 61-37 today here in the state championship game. A heck of a season for the Oxford girls. They're getting a team picture right now with their second place plaque. Nothing to be sad about or ashamed of for this Oxford team. A fantastic run. Here's our scoring summary. 16 for Madeline Barrows, 11 for Ella Kelsey, 6 for Naomi Smith, 2 apiece for Tegan Van Warren and for Kyla Kelsey. On the other side for Hammond, very, very balanced today. 18 for Ava Howie, 16 for Haley Manning, 13 for Landry Kenyon, and 10 for Sadie Sprayberry. 3 for Zoe Cunningham, 1 for Laurel Vinch. And I'm welcoming back in Hannah Bonskowski, our WCDO intern. Hannah B., what stood out? Let's go with Madeline Barrows today. 16 points. What else has she got?
As always, Madeline did great today. She has 8 rebounds, 3 steals, 1 assist, and 2 blocks.
How about Ella Kelsey, 11 points? She usually fills up the stat sheet as well.
She's got 2 rebounds, 1 steal, and 3 assists.
Anybody else on that side? We always talk about Naomi Smith and Kyla Kelsey and the work that they do down low.
They both did their job with getting 3 rebounds and 4 rebounds, and Kyla also had 4 assists.
On the other side for Hammond, again, we said 4 players in double figures, and they really did a great job rebounding the ball today.
Yes, they definitely did a great job. Ava Howie has 6 rebounds. Landry Kenyon finished with 13. Zoe Cunningham had 3. Sadie Sprayberry had 8. And Haley Manning also had 8.
Yeah, fantastic rebounding by Hammond. I mean, they're the number one team in the state coming in. They've held down that number one ranking for much of the season. And we've heard everything coming in that they were going to be a very good team. As advertised, they were. But it doesn't take anything away from Oxford and everything that they accomplished this season. Very, very well done. Let's get into our three awards here, Hannah B. You can help me with these here today. First up is the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. And for more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I think, as always, we can go with Madeline Barrows, 16. You said she filled up the rest of the stat sheet, but an amazing career. If I had to guess off the top of my head, she's going to be somewhere in that 1,600 to 1,700 career points range. I mean, you've played with her. You've played against her. You guys lost to them in sectionals this year. Just a fantastic career for Madeline Barrows.
Fantastic is actually an understatement. I don't know what else you could do to explain it. She's a great player, and I know I'm excited to play with her this year for Armadillos, and she definitely has a bright future going to Shepherd University.
Yeah, Madeline going to be playing D2 next year, so we'll be following her career. And again, just the performance that Madeline was able to put in. She was sick, not feeling good. She was drinking Pedialyte and Gatorade yesterday, really couldn't keep anything down. To come out and have a double-double, almost a triple-double yesterday, and then to have 16 and 8 today in the state championship game, you know she's getting the best defensively from the other team. She still finds a way. So the end of a great career for Madeline Barrows. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local teams success this season. Anything stand out to you defensively on your side? Ella Kelsey, yeah, as always, let's give her the defense award. You know, always just very active hands and is a big part of their pressure and everything that they do. So we'll give Ella that defense award today.
She's also just a great leader on the court. Like her defense, she's someone that talks on defense. That's very rare in high school basketball. When you talk on defense, it helps an immense amount. And I know back to when we played them, she guarded me for the majority of the game, and she was just talking constantly. And as the person who she's guarding, that's frustrating to you because it's distracting. She did that today. You could hear her out there on the court. So she definitely plays a big impact for Oxford.
Lastly today, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. I thought we'd go Naomi Smith today. She was diving on the floor anytime there was a loose ball, trying desperately to help her team out as one of those seniors. And I just thought that gritty effort certainly deserved an award here today. She's, you know, between Smith and Kelsey down low, they're a real tough combo for Oxford. Undersized for playing down low, but scrappy as heck.
Very, very scrappy. And, you know, coaches always say, I want the player that's going to get down on the ground first. And it's not always the posts that want to get down on the ground first. So the fact that Naomi was willing to dive head first into that to get the ball was great.
Well, Hannah B., I will let you sign off. You can give the headset back to your dad, but I just wanted to say thank you for all your hard work this season. You'll be with WCDO as an intern through the spring season, so we'll have a lot of fun with track and baseball and softball, but your stat keeping has really added a lot to our broadcast, so thank you.
Well, thank you so much for everything that you do for local sports. I know that we all appreciate it.
Yes, no problem, and we'll give Greg a minute to come back on here as we'll sign off for the final time this season with the Oxford girls falling here in the state championship game. But always a special season when you end up broadcasting on the last day of the year. I think I said it yesterday. Every year I've been at CDO since 2014, we've had a team here at Hudson Valley, either in the semifinal or the final, when I think back to South Courtright and Cooperstown and Delhi and now the Oxford girls and the Franklin girls. I mean, it's really been a lot of fun to be here. And, Coach, thank you for your help this season. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully we can have you on in some future years, but really special to come up here to call this game today.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, for a few days or a few months, it's going to sting for Oxford and the Blackhawk Nation, as you might say. But the one thing you always remember is when you get to the end of the season, there's only 10 teams that get to play in the last game for each classification in New York State. So not only were you one of the 10 teams that got to play in the final game for your classification, but you were one of only two that got to play on the last day for your classification. And there are only five teams in the entire state for boys and five for girls that end their season with a win. So for Oxford to get this far, and as you said, it had been many years since a team from their county had made it to the state finals, they certainly have nothing to be ashamed of. I thought they had a phenomenal season, and it was an honor to be on the broadcast with you throughout their run here to the state finals.
It'll be interesting next year with the state adding the sixth class, how that will change things, how the state tournament will look going forward. You know, we'll see some different teams maybe having a chance to get here. I think it'll be interesting for our smaller schools to see, you know, Oxford next year might not be a D, might be back up in C again, and so on and so forth. So to have this magical run, it was really great timing for Oxford to be in D this year.
Yeah, and as we said earlier, you know, in order for you to get this far, everything has to go right. Not only do you have to have a good team, but you also have to get all the breaks. And, you know, moving to the six classifications, I think it's going to impact more of the upper classifications, but it will certainly take out some of the bigger Class D schools and move them up to Class C. So.
Oh, there were some Cherry Valley girls waving. I thought you might want to see them, Hannah. Nice of it. And that's Section 4 in a nutshell right there. The yep. Section 4 girls, Cherry Valley, Springfield, driving all the way up here to watch Oxford, the team they lost to 38-36 in the championship game. You kind of got a feel for Cherry Valley, too. I mean, they were a really good team. The one seed in sectionals, Oxford was the two. They lose a heartbreaker, you know, pretty much at the buzzer to Oxford, and you think, and that's what always kills me. We talk about it on the podcast all the time. What if? You know, what if you get through that game? Is this Cherry Valley playing here today? Who knows?
Well, I mean, in the matchups that Oxford had leading up to this game, I certainly would have taken Cherry Valley over the teams that they played, but you never know. That's why it's played on the court and decided on the court. I mean, it is March, so we are in the season of March Madness. I saw an interesting shirt the other day. I think it was like the different seasons, and then March was its own season, and it was basketball. So certainly I was very pleased and touched by Coach Palmer's comments in the pregame interview where he said he had gotten so much support from Section 4 and not only the coaches but the other athletes and administrators. You know, we are kind of a spread-out area in Section 4, but we are kind of a family. That's one of the things I've always appreciated about Section 4 is, you know, we all pull for each other, especially at this time of year when we have a team make a run. Anybody you talk to is, oh, how did this team from Section 4 do? How did this team do from Section 4? So it's nice to be part of that athletic family for Section 4. And not only is the entire community of Oxford proud of the Black Hawks, but Section 4 is as well.
Well, thank you for listening to all our Oxford fans and all our Section 4 fans out there. The feedback we got has been tremendous. Really appreciate the folks that run the Oxford social media pages, their Facebook page, their Twitter page. They did a really nice job yesterday and today, I'm sure, as well, when I have a chance to look of sharing our information so people knew they could come here and listen to the games for free. And, again, a huge thank you to all our special sponsors. Couldn't say their names enough. Please support those special businesses, those special sponsor businesses if you can. Also, a big thank you to Craig Stevens and to Rob Ray back at WCDO for their hard work this season. And, of course, to the man, the myth, the legend, Jim Tomeo, behind the controls for every single game this season. He gives up a lot of time with his friends and family to help us out. A big thank you to Jim. He's our in-game producer, and he'll be back again with us next year, we hope, helping us out because he does a fantastic job. So a big thank you to Jim. Coach, thanks again, and we'll see you. You know, if we end up doing any baseball, softball, you'll probably get a call.
Okay, and I know it's said often, but it's not said enough. The amount of coverage that you give the student-athletes in our local area is just outstanding, and we're so fortunate to have you. So thank you for all the student-athletes, coaches, and administrators in local communities for giving our athletes this platform and the multiple platforms that you use to cover our high school student-athletes. So thank you, and thank you to WCDO for allowing you to do that.
Yeah, thank you, Coach, and thanks to all the guys back at CDO for helping me out with that. It's a team effort, and we're glad to do it. This is what small towns are all about. It's what small town independent radio is all about as well. So again, our final score today, 61-37. The Oxford girls fall to Hammond from Section 10 up north in the New York State Championship game, 61-37. It's our final basketball broadcast of the year. Make sure you continue to follow along on Twitter or WCDOsports.com or NateLull.com. We do cover baseball, softball, track, everything else that's going on in the spring. You'll be able to get all that information there once the snow melts and we get to go back outside. So stay safe, everybody. Thank you to the Oxford community. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
WCDO and WCDO-FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich.